Zocor is a big moneymaker, generating sales of about $4.5 billion per year for New Jersey-based drug manufacturer Merck. 71-year-old Frank Wallach, who began taking Zocor after suffering a heart attack, spends $125 a month for the life-saving medication.
It's my most expensive drug that I take.
But after June 23rd, Wallach will pay considerably less.
I think it's wonderful.
And pharmaceutical analysts predict prices for Zocor could drop faster than anticipated. Albert Rauch at the investment firm A.G. Edwards says that's because Merck is trying to keep its customers by selling Zocor for less than generic versions, such as simvastatin.
I think they could be very successful at keeping market share by lowering the price.
Some health plans, for example, will start offering their patients Zocor for about $10 a month, compared to the generic equivalent, which costs five times more. But New York Senator Charles Schumer accuses Merck of undermining the generic drug industry and wants the Federal Trade Commission to investigate.
Not only will it drive the competition out of business, but then they will do it on drug after drug after drug, and within a few years we won't have generic drugs anymore.
But Merck, which expects to lose as much as $2 billion a year after the patent expires, says it's doing nothing wrong. Ian Spatz is Merck's vice president for public policy.
Well, what it is an attempt to compete, and that's what we're doing. It's a marketplace change. We were the only company selling Zocor until Friday. On Friday there were three. We need to compete.
Dr. Steve Neeson, the lead cardiologist on a study of the effectiveness of drugs for combating heart disease, says the patent expiration on Zocor could help a lot of patients.
That has huge implications because of the 36 million Americans who are eligible for cholesterol-lowering drugs, only about half of them are taking the drugs. And one of the reasons is cost.
Using generic drugs can mean big savings. According to the latest consumer reports, people who need medicine to lower their cholesterol can save up to $1,800 a year by switching to generic drugs. Merck wants to make sure its customers don't have to. Millar Sega, VOA News.